You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you. Later this hour, our bets for tonight. We got three playoff games in the NBA. We got three playoff games in the NHL. We will analyze and bet all of them. Well, maybe not bet all of them. I might bet all of them. I don't know if Ken will. But we'll give our bets coming up later in the show. We'll talk about all the games. We look forward to that. If time allows, a.k.a. we don't spend the next 40 minutes doing full-on NFL draft, we will get to some more topics in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. The good news is there's a lot of games tomorrow. Like, not every team's playing today. So we will get to every single series before the second game of that series is played. So we will hit everything. So if you're out there like, oh, well, what do the guys think of Pelicans Thunder? If we don't get to it today, we'll give you our thought on it before the game two is played. So we will get to everything in due time here on You Better You Bet. But for now, let's continue on the NFL draft, Ken, where we were, you know, rolling through the betting markets, saying if you can't bet the favorite at each of these picks, like, what's the most appealing price to you? And apparently I've landed on J.J. McCarthy in every single pick. at least picks two and three. And I think you kind of agree with me, but maybe not, right?
Right, just it's hard to make a case for someone else, right? Like, if Daniels is the favorite to go second, and May's price is pretty short, I can see how you'd get to McCarthy. I think May is a totally justifiable answer there, too, with how he was viewed going into the draft versus how he's being priced right now. I think that makes a lot of sense. Third overall pick's tougher. Like, it's, all right, I can't bet May. I think Daniels is probably gone already in this situation a lot. Can I sell you Harrison as an option? Like, would the Patriots ever take Harrison? Would somebody ever trade to three to take Harrison? We talked about that a little bit last hour. The point would just be, like, the asking price would be a lot. And, you know, maybe a team wants to go up and get a quarterback. They would be willing to kind of, like, trump whatever offer just to go get a receiver. It would be weird, I think, if the Patriots took Marvin Harrison with the third overall pick and just stayed there and took Harrison. That just seems weird to me right now. I could be wrong about that, too. Not like we have any info. So I think you're right, at least with third. I think two, you could make a case May, just because of, like, all the stuff pre-draft going in, that maybe he would be a little more likely than McCarthy, but either of them, I think, are an okay answer. Anything else on this, or do you want to go to Harrison at four and how to beat him?
Yeah, one last thing on this. So let's say you were kind of the thought process that maybe a receiver could go three. Like, maybe the Patriots decide they want to take a receiver, a team trades up for their receiver of choice, assuming, like, you know, let's say you're a team and you covet Marvin Harrison and you believe that Arizona is going to take him at four, maybe that's the trade-up point and it's for a receiver and it's not for a quarterback. I think that's unlikely, but it's within the realm of possibility. So, okay, a team wants a receiver at three. How many guests have we had come on the show? Brian Baldinger, Pete Prisco, Eric Eager said it. I said it, and I got it from people that I consider to be very reputable and very smart that think that there are teams that have neighbors ranked ahead of Marvin Harrison. Wouldn't it be neighbors if we're factoring in price as opposed to Harrison and taking the
neighbors
shot?
Neighbors is 150-1 to be the third overall pick. To be fair, though, like, isn't it somewhat not, I don't know if the neighbors part's rational. I guess it is. Isn't it rational to think, like, if you're a team, and again, like, for people listening, like this is, Nick always likes to paint me as the expert on certain topics. Like, Nick knows more than me about all of this behind-the-scenes stuff with the NFL. I don't know anything about it. And, or I know less, or I, you know, whatever. People understand what I mean. Arizona and Harrison are very closely linked at four. So if you are a team and you want Harrison, you might think you have to go to three if you like him that much. Like, that's a totally rational thought, right? I know all the quarterback stuff is around this too, but like, Arizona's going to take Harrison. We have to go to three to make sure we get him. A team could do that conceivably, right? Like, that's not crazy.
Yes. Not a counter to that, but another thought would be, it feels like the Marvin Harrison Arizona stuff is no one knows for sure. And everyone, like, or maybe, like, someone know, or someone told somebody that, like, somebody told me that they like Marvin. Do we know for sure that Arizona definitely has Harrison above neighbors?
No, we don't know anything.
Okay, so let's say Arizona likes neighbors more than Harrison, and a team knows that. Then maybe you leapfrog to get Malik Neighbors. I think this is unlikely, just like I think it's unlikely that a team would trade for Harrison. Within the realm of possibility, and the price is massive for both of the guys to go third.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you start questioning assumptions, things get really crazy really fast. To be fair, if you just thought, like, let's say it goes quarterback, 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 but you don't buy that Harrison and Arizona are that tightly linked and that it could be neighbors instead, like, hey, neighbors is 18-1 to be the fourth overall pick to a team that you're pretty sure isn't going to take a quarterback. Or if they trade, somebody else will take the pick, will take a quarterback with the pick too. But this is where it's like, all right, like, Harrison's minus 225, neighbors is 18-1. Like, we sure about that? This is that's what you're going to do with every pick in this exercise. This isn't like go bet a bunch of stuff for so much money because Nick and Ken are right. Just like a skeptical examination of these markets where it's like, okay, let's like really scrutinize why the price is what it is. Like, tell me why Harrison's minus 225. Anything on these picks that you get back is like, well, you know, like this reporter went on this radio show and said like, da-da. It's like, really? And that's it. That's all it is. And now you can see how we kind of arrive at this conclusion of maybe wanting to bet some of this other stuff. And we gave you some examples of last year where the same type of pricing, not, this isn't somebody knows pricing. This is like gossipy pricing. This is Jalen Carter going fifth pricing and how it doesn't have to work out that way. So just, again, like kind of interesting, right? So Harrison minus 220, we can do the fourth pick. Harrison's minus 225. Arizona right now is going to make the pick. May not. McCarthy 175, the idea being Minnesota. Drake May's 9, if we think like, if McCarthy goes 2, I mean, there's a domino effect here. McCarthy goes 2 or 3. Maybe Daniels goes 3rd. Maybe something else happens. There's a way May and Daniels could both, not both, but one of them could be available. There's a way both could too, but there's a way one of them could be available at 4. So Harrison's minus 225, McCarthy 175, May 9, Daniels 15, Neighbors 18, Adunza 50. You know, again, like how do people have their receiver draft boards? Not Harrison, is it neighbors, or is it like you keep playing the quarterback fall game with McCarthy going 2 or 3 and you bet one of them?
I think it's probably the, I think that.
Well, which quarterback? That's my problem, because you'd have to bet both probably.
So why don't we, do we want to assume just based off the information that Drew gave us, just for now, that Daniels is the second pick and kind of go from there? Just for now.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. This is so like a half whale mock. Yeah.
But I think like, and then based off what Eager said, that Drake May goes third. He thinks May is like the least likely. And we reserve the right to change our minds as soon as 10 seconds from right now.
Yeah. There's a slightest breeze, I'm going to change my mind on this. Yeah.
So I guess like the neighbors would be the choice he heard for.
Or is McCarthy the choice? Because you think it's so likely now that if those three are gone, that this is now trade time.
That Minnesota trades up like to four
because it's already done. Like all three are gone. Arizona's there. Like go get the guy. Otherwise you risk leaving the draft with nobody or with like Michael Penix or something.
What? So McCarthy is the second choice here. Like plus 175,
which is rough with the team. Like you have to have the trade.
Yeah, like, you have to have
plus 175 where you have to have the trade is tough.
I think it's neighbors. You know what? How about this? Is it Odunze?
Well, and to provide more context, because this is the domino effect too, if Daniels is going to get bet like that to go two, and his probability of going in that pick is so much now, like is Jaden Daniels more likely to go four than Malik Nabers is? That's what the market says right now.
No. Well, I mean...
probably not.
I mean, like, definitely not. Well, not...
Well, yeah.
Not definitely, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, so I just... the more two becomes concrete, then the more three becomes concrete, then the more the pricing on four is wrong. And not that it's like a huge deal, but like May and Daniels are still there and Nabers is behind them. Could it be another receiver? I think that's a totally reasonable contrarian way to think about four right now.
Chernoff, who was on with us earlier today, tweeted his like top 10 mock.
Is the mock out? Yeah,
it is.
I saw somebody tweeting about it. Okay.
Caleb, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison, McCarthy from Minnesota, Nabers Giants, Alt Titans, Latu Atlanta, or Latu, whatever, UCLA pass rusher, Lakitu, Odunze 9, and Fatanu, offensive lineman 10 to the Jets, which is pretty much like the consensus top 10. That's pretty much what that is.
Yeah. I agree. Well, I mean, to be fair, like you could do worse than just like let's say you were somebody listening and you never followed the NFL draft and you're like, I have been asked, let's say, well, I'm a travel writer, but I got like some time on my hands and they said, do an NFL mock draft. I mean, you could do worse than just like, well, who's the favorite in the betting market to be every single pick and just like have that be like, it's you're at least going to get closer than if you didn't know anything, to be fair. So I don't blame anybody who does a mock for like sticking a little bit with a bunch of the cornerstone market stuff, which is Alt at 7 and, basic Harrison at 4 and McCarthy trade up with the Chargers at 5. So I get where all that stuff comes from. I don't have the info to disprove it either, so I can't. And especially there's a difference between doing a mock and betting. Like doing a mock, it's just who's the most likely pick. Betting, it's what's the price. So that's why those two things are different also.
Do you, how likely do you think it is with the information that we have right now? Just like with the way... like critically thinking about the way things go in life and in betting markets and the NFL draft, how likely is it, do you think, that Thursday rolls around and it's some facsimile, some kind of variation of the top 10 that everyone's floating out there?
I think it's a really low probability that it happens. And I guess we have to define more like, well, if it's like 6 out of 10 and there's a trade and it's a little different, do you still get credit for like the consensus being right? The problem is domino effect and the trades and the fact that quarterbacks are involved and there's four of them. Just like you need to pull at just one thread of this and all of a sudden like everything after the trade or everything after a quarterback that you didn't expect is guaranteed to be. Not that it could get weird after that. It like has to, because everyone slides a spot. It has to be different. And the threat of that happening seems real enough that I definitely wouldn't go like betting the consensus top 10 like you think it's gonna, like the way it's priced, the market is pricing it's like it's a consensus top 10. So your choice, again, a bet is created when your opinion differs from the market. Okay, like market saying there's a consensus top 10, this is it, the price is reflected. So your choice is either don't bet because you agree. Agree isn't bet. Agree is don't bet, like because the market's already got it the way you think it's gonna be. Or I don't think I want to challenge these assumptions because I don't think it. I think everyone's full of it to a certain extent. And it's the slightest breeze gets this thing knocked off and everybody ends up going in weird spots. Trades don't happen. What if Minnesota just doesn't trade? Who does everybody pick? That's like a weird one, too, which guests alluded to, which Whale alluded to. What if they just pick at 11? So, again, you have two roads here. One is basically like, I'm not going to bet yet because I just agree with the consensus. That's cool. What's wrong with that? And then the other option is like, well, I want to make some small speculative bets because I think the consensus is not driven by really smart information. It's driven more by gossip and rumors and
Jeep.
guesses. And yeah, right, and Jeep possibly. And then maybe that would be a reason to make some bets as well.
If the top 10 goes like the way a lot of the consensus says it's going to, which fan base is the most pissed off?
And so consensus here is like Harrison 4, McCarthy 5. I mean, you kind of want to know like what do the Chargers get out of this draft? Quick, we got Jim
Like,
Harbaugh. Like, are we going to have no receivers and no offensive line? How's this going
well, go to 11 and like take an offensive lineman.
to go? Yeah, right. So probably somebody you never heard of or
I
something.
think Harbaugh's got enough currency now that like they could
Oh,
like if they could
definitely.
come on the clock and like and like and fart noise
Also,
into the
are there Chargers
microphone.
fans really? It's like Jeff Feinberg and like a guy in LA. It's like there's like two of them. So
No, not in LA,
I don't
San
know. Are
Diego.
there?
And that's it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not even in Los Angeles. It's like, well, I used to follow them when they were here, and you know, whatever. Lightning bolt,
Like
sprinkler,
they'll have like the
powder
Mike
blue,
Tice
whatever.
Memorial, like not make a pick, and I feel like what however many Chargers fans there are will be like, well, it's Harbaugh, we'll be okay.
I mean, are Vikings fans super fired up about J.J. McCarthy as the fourth
It
quarterback
the
taken?
answer has to be the Vikings, right?
Yeah, probably.
Like I'll be pissed as a Giants fan if they don't take they
You're
don't trade up for a quarterback.
close. Yeah, like you're in the running. You're in the running to be mad. Like, what do you think the
But I
likelihood is that you're mad?
80 that they're not going to trade up for a quarterback. Honestly, and like, and I'm fine if it's McCarthy because like I'm not like a quarterback film guy. I'm not like watching
What do
this
you think they're
stuff.
going to do right now? What do you think? Who do you think the Giants are going to pick at six right now? What's your best guess?
I don't know, neighbors, but that's what everyone says. I don't know. I don't know is the answer. Neighbors.
Okay, neighbors.
Sure.
Would that excite you?
Yeah, Daniel Jones is throwing him the ball. No, we're going to be terrible.
Won't you be my neighbors?
Yeah, well, we'll have new neighbors in New York and New
Right.
Jersey because Shane and Dable will be elsewhere next year. Back in Buffalo, probably. All right, on the other side, more NFL draft, and we'll get to the NBA and the NHL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the Bet. Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All our bets for tonight are coming up in 20 minutes. Can't wait to rap about these games with my guy Ken Barkley. Got a lot of bets to give out, a lot of thoughts on the various game ones and game twos. The bets for tonight will feature the Islanders and the Hurricanes, Bruins and the Leafs, Knights and the Stars, game one there in Dallas. Looking forward to that. Nuggets, Lakers, Magic, Cavs, and then Knicks, Sixers. We don't have official word yet on Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Is that correct, or I haven't seen anything yet?
The last upgrade, or update rather, on both of their conditions were game time decisions on both.
They're both playing, right?
The illness stuff, I feel like you never know, but I always lean toward playing when it's that, when that's what it is, in a playoff game especially. Embiid, it's really interesting, right? Because you're like, even if you're like, well, he's going to go, be like, great, how many minutes? 12? 8.
We haven't even talked about, like, the because there's so much going on right now, the insane play on Saturday where he threw it off the backboard to himself and dunked it and looked like he, like, shattered his leg in the process. I watched that happen, and I was like, his career's over. Like, we're never going to see him again.
Eyes.
Like, it's done. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was weird. Like, one eye was, like, not moving at all, and the other was, like, in the back of his head, and you're like, what's going on?
Do you think he's, like, you know, like, I'm probably not done for the playoffs, but I'm going to have to exit and get it looked at. So let me, like, do my best Ben Roethlisberger impersonation and ham it up for the cameras. Like, I'm like a Warner Brothers character with one eye moving and the other not.
Yeah, that's all, folks. And then I'm sure you've seen the pictures from, like, shoot around today and everything. He's, like, worn glasses the last 2 days, like sunglasses. And so people think, like, his eyes are messed up, too, because of, like, when he got hurt. Because it's like, who wears, like, sunglasses to a practice at, like, 10 a.m.?
I don't know.
Whatever,
like, he's pretty weird. Like, it's possible that he would just do that.
I know. Well, the answer is, like, he does, because he's either weird or his eyes are messed. I don't even know. Now there's all these rumors, like, well, what if his eye is injured, too? Now he's got two injuries.
Great.
I have no idea.
Great. Can't see, can't walk. Seems bad for an NBA player.
Yeah, see you later. Like, next year, maybe. We'll see. And the betting market, I mean, to be fair, we'll do the game in a little bit. I mean, betting market for the game is, like, a shaded toward, it's shaded toward, like, well, I don't know, but somebody's probably out. Like, that's how shaded, it's like, I don't know who it is, but damn if somebody's not going to play. Like, open 4.5, 5.5. Like, these are not healthy Embiid maxi numbers, obviously. Like, Knicks wouldn't be 2 possessions in that game. It's just kind of like, I guess it's an in-between number, but is it? And in between what? Like, we don't even, like, if they both miss in tandem, the game's almost over at that point. If they both don't play, it's a pretty bizarre setup for tonight. Like, you juxtapose that with Magic Cavs, where we basically know everything. The number's been 5.5, like, the whole day. The disagreement seems to be in the total, which has been getting bet up for about 90 minutes. People watched game one, and their response to that was, I like a shootout in game two. Give me the over, which has gone up about 2 points in the last couple hours.
Yeah, and like we talked about this last week, kind of like, Paolo Banchero's not going to score 40 points. Where is it coming from for the Orlando Magic? I don't know the answer to that question. I think we may disagree on how that game will play out. We'll talk about it next segment. Let's hit a little more NFL draft here while we can. Do you want to move on to, like, the fifth pick here? Are we still anything left on the fourth pick?
The fifth pick, there is no consensus. Essentially, at MGM, three players have the same price. This pick, if there are no trades, the Chargers will make this pick. But I think everybody, again, what's the consensus? The consensus is, like, the Chargers aren't making this pick, and the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade up, and they're going to draft J.J. McCarthy.
It's going to be really funny when the draft just happens, and it's the consensus. Like, that's going to be really funny on Thursday night, when everything just goes exactly how you think.
Something's going to be different. We don't know what's going to be different, but something's going to be different. It's very likely that something will be different. How many drafts have you done where, like, whatever everybody thought on Monday just happened? It never happens that way. Even if it's a small thing, even if it's, like, the number 6 pick. We had a draft where Cleland Farrell got drafted with the 4th overall pick. Like, I mean, just, like, really? Like, we know stuff, really?
I love listening to John Gruden say his name.
Farrell.
Yeah, so, Farrell.
Right. Like, we unfurled the carpet for someone who didn't deserve to be the 4th overall pick.
And then
basically
David Arnett.
Three co-favorites.
Might as well have taken David Arquette. Don't tell him I said that, please.
5th overall pick. Neighbors, Harrison, and McCarthy essentially have the same price, and they're all, like, about plus 250.
How many people do you think got that reference, by the way? Because if you did, you're
very
laughing
few.
Right now.
Yeah,
if
right,
you did, you're laughing.
So Neighbors, Harrison, McCarthy, and there is no, like, there's not a market expected, like, this is what's going to happen with this pick, because this is the one that everybody thinks. To be fair, like, it's another kind of a, not the Cardinals, because Harrison's the favorite there, but McCarthy's the second choice to go for, but the team that's picking 4 would never pick him. And McCarthy is the co-favorite to go 5, and the team that's picking 5 will never pick him. So again, it's like, man, you click the button, like, the Vikings have to get to the spot for you to have a chance to cash us a bad price, too. Just seems like that stuff's never worth it. Bad, like, low prices on trades that haven't happened yet seems like a really bad way to approach the draft. And the Vikings could still trade into the spot, and you could win your bet. It's just like, on Monday, you just bet, like, well, like, what? I bet the favorite. What do you need to happen? Someone else to make the pick. Well, we're about to start the draft. So Harrison and Neighbors the same. I guess it's like, could you pick one of these, or you would have to pick, like, Joe Alt is plus 450.
I'll take Latham.
You're gonna keep the pick.
That's what Whale said earlier in the show. 40. Yeah. And I said this earlier, and listen, Whale's one of the people that I was talking about this with. I don't think that's revealing anything. We're Ken and I are both in a bunch of DM chats with a lot of people, some of which appear on the show, some of which don't. And we were bandying this about, do we really, if it doesn't go like this, what do you think? Is Joe Wall definitely going to be the first offensive lineman? Does Latham make more sense? Now, that's more like people speculating, we think he makes more sense. But also, the price is 40. I would take a flyer on J.C. Latham if you made me pick someone other than the favorite in this market to go fifth.
Sure. Price considered, I think that makes sense. Whale came on and said it. I don't have a contrary opinion or a strong opinion. I think that makes sense. Why don't we do six just so we get through a few more in this segment? This is another one where, again, you start to see here how the domino effect of who goes where, the favorite to go in a spot is probably, if it's something you don't expect, all of these markets are impacted. It's all the same names jumbled at the top of five picks in a row. So, how many markets can J.J. McCarthy be low-priced to go in? Four, apparently. Sixth overall pick, Neighbors, and right now this pick will be made by the Giants. Neighbors, plus 150, favorite status. Adunza, 250. Is it Adunze or Adunza before we get to Thursday?
I think it's Zay.
Adunze. Adunze. Adunze, 250. I'm going to say it with a crazy accent on it.
There's JJ McCarthy, standing there from across the block with a smile on your mouth and your hand. Adunze.
Zanyaza. Hands in the air and Penix incomplete. McCarthy, 5, because he's just going to go in every pick. Joe Alt, 7. Harrison, 11. Imagine if he was still there for you at 6. That'd be pretty awesome. Daniels, 25. May, 25. Probably not. And then a bunch of guys that are probably not going to go there either. I mean, this is you. This is your team. You said you thought it was Neighbors, but you also said everybody thinks it's going to be Neighbors. It can't be Neighbors. Who is it?
Do you think we've all considered that maybe J.J. McCarthy gets picked 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Here's the permutation. Imagine if you put out a mock and you just had his name over and over again. And
it's like the Infinity Stones. You cut him up into different pieces, and everyone gets J.J. McCarthy.
Do I get the first J or the second one? Which one do I get?
Get the Alabama Stone. Someone else gets the Washington Stone. It's going to be great.
Didn't throw the ball in the second half against Penn State Stone. Who gets that one? Probably the Giants.
Okay. At some point, I think I have to blow my top on this, on how the Giants are going to F this up.
Simmering.
Yeah. I'm going to do an Instagram video on it, maybe after the show, because I'm starting to get mad.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Well, yeah, it's just it's frustrating. Yeah. I think we're going to suck again next year. I play for the Giants. I think we're going to be bad. I don't think they're going to trade up. So how about this? I don't think they're going to trade for a quarterback. I think, again, everything they've done this offseason, just to reiterate this point, Daniel Jones is going to be on the roster this season. It's impossible he's not. And all the scenarios that people create, the Patriots could take on his roster and more for the Giants to trade up. Do you really think after parting ways with Bill Belichick, the Patriots are going to sell Daniel Jones to the fan base for a year? Grow up if you think that that's possible. Jones is going to be on the roster. They signed Drew Locke. Tommy DeVito's the third stringer. And they're going to just trade up for a quarterback? Really? And carry... No way! I don't want to say no way. I think it's unlikely. Which makes me mad, because I think Daniel Jones sucks. And I think they're going to lose. So how about this? Let's play against the idea that Neighbors would definitely be the pick here. I do think wide receiver is where they'd go. So I think Harrison is likely to be off the board. Let's say either Adunze or Jaden Daniels if he makes it there.
Oh. I like this. I like everything about this. Have you, how good are your Giants sources nowadays? They're pretty good.
The Giants sources were great until Joe Shane became the general manager. And I feel like he probably has a couple drinks every year and is I can't wait to screw with everyone this year and leak false information. Again, as opposed to Dave Gettleman, who at the Senior Bowl told everyone he was drafting Daniel Jones and then drafted Daniel Jones.
Guys, look at me. Daniel Jones, right here. Oh, we just had a move in the fifth overall pick market. Wait, what was it before? My screen just flashed. What the hell just happened?
Neighbors, yeah. 150, Odunze 250, Alt 7, McCarthy 5.
Alt What's got happened? Bet 7 to Alt got bet 7 to 5. Does that make any sense to you?
I mean, like, I would say no, but, like, I'm not a...
Right. You don't run it. Which team do you run? No? Not the Giants? It's kind
of
funny.
Won a lot of Madden Super Bowls. Okay, so let's say that
won a
that
lot of
happens.
Fantasy football.
There's that is true. Not this year. I don't want to, like, please, takes me down a dark
road. Do another
road.
Instagram video about that.
it's an Instagram video. That's like I like kill myself. That's the video when I think about that. So two questions. Well, one question and then a comment from me. Is there any way a team trades up to take Joe Alt? No, right? Well, I guess, like, if you think the Titans love him and you want him. Yeah.
The Titans are going to trade up to take Joe Alt? That's going to be a thing?
Not the Titans, but like a team could, like, leave.
That's why.
Like, why can't, why, like, what if the Jets did it?
Sure.
They
would. Yes, like, continue the all-in.
They wouldn't.
Kind of thing, yeah. So.
But you go, like, all-in with, like, Neighbors or, like, a Odunze. I don't think you go all-in for, like, a tackle who might not play for you this year.
Oh, man. You know what always, it never disappoints? I don't have a single draft bet. I was on vacation, Disney World. I was on the beach. I didn't know anything about the draft. It never fails to interest. It's just really interesting.
It's awesome.
I don't think we're on an island on this. I think, like, if people are listening, look, we'll give you a bunch of bets next segment. Like,
yes,
NBA,
people love
whatever.
The NFL.
But
people love
but
the
just,
NFL.
No,
correct.
It's not just the NFL. It's this, like, this psychological warfare or mind game, or honestly, it's more just like problem solving, right? It's like doing a crossword puzzle, whatever. Just like connections, which you and I both love to do.
Oh my God! It's the best part of my day. And like today's,
yeah.
I beat today's in like 40 seconds, and I was like upset that it was so easy. I thought it was really easy today.
During this time of year, and especially during the NCAA tournament this time of year, my wife will go to bed before I will because I want to stay up and watch games. Rest of the year, that's not really true. So she'll be like, all right, I'm going to bed, and I'll come up, and we'll do this will be like at 10 o'clock at night. We'll do Wordle, connections. I like to do the crossword puzzle if there's time, like the full one. And then she just, I dictate and she just types in all the answers and then she gets like mad at me. And then.
Wait, so you do the full, so you subscribe, yeah. Like you pay the money for the full crossword.
Yeah, it's like 99 cents. Yeah, I subscribe.
So we should talk after the show. I have a way that you can play it for free.
Oh, I'm happy to give the New York Times $1 for all of the games that they're providing. I'm totally happy to do that. So obviously
there's so
we do
many
the mini,
funny
though.
Jokes I can make here, but we'll leave it alone. Go ahead.
We do the mini, which she gets mad at me because I do all the acrosses, and then we don't even get to the downs because we're done, and we do it in less than a minute. But then
I did the mini in 40 seconds today. I did the mini
in 40
seconds.
If you do it in more than a minute, I have no respect for you. Like, sorry. So, and then Strands. Have you played Strands yet?
My wife and I play Strands. That's the game that we play together. Every other game we don't play together, we play Strands together.
Some days, I think it's the stupidest thing ever. And some days I think it's like the greatest word game that's ever been created. And like, I think the thing that does it for me is they got like more effort has to be put into the clue. The clue sometimes it makes no sense. Doesn't even really apply to the words. It's like not even ambiguous. Sometimes it's like that's not even what these are. Like, don't do that. Stop doing that. And I just get really frustrated sometimes. So like and it always says beta next to it. And I always try. I still my wife gets really mad and I go, well, it's in beta. Like, it'll get better. Like, when they reintroduce it, it'll be fine. But yeah, so we use Strands, and then, like, the big crossword I try to do, and sometimes it takes, like, 40 minutes, and then it's, so we all go to
It
bed.
Does. It takes, like, 40 minutes when I play it also.
Yeah, just, like, the one I think I did, so we do them at night, so I think it was Mondays that we did last night, so the easiest one, and we did it in, like, 20, but that was, like, pretty lucky, and the long clues were super easy last night, so it was, like, that's not representative. I'm not that smart. It makes it sound like I'm smart. I'm really not that good at this stuff, but, like, the mini, like, I mean, come on. Like, if you're 90 seconds max on the mini, or just, like, go back to school.
I had one last week, and I forget it was because I had, like, one letter off on something where it made sense that it could have been either, and it took me, like, 4 minutes, and I actually wanted to die afterwards. I was really upset with myself. All our bets for tonight coming up on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network. Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, some thank yous to all that before we wrap up the show with our bets for tonight. Maybe a little teensy bit more on the NFL draft. Three amazing guests on the show today, and they were really great, and we appreciate them very much. Our friend Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports, our good pal Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper from NBC, and Eric Eager from Sumer Sports. We loved all of our guests today. We appreciate them very much. Our executive producer, Alex Fasano, our technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, and our video producer, the great Brian Gertsch, in for downtown Mike Brown, who got married over the weekend. Downtown Mike Brown will be back with us on the show coming up on Wednesday. BetMGM tonight is coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza. Be live sweating all the games tonight in the NBA and the NHL postseason. We will get to our bets for tonight in the NBA and NHL postseasons. Anything else, Ken, on the NFL draft? We can obviously hold all that content for tomorrow as well.
You know, I mean, I think, look, the really, really, really succinct kind of Cliff's Notes version of our, like, long conversation today was just, it's really fun to critical think about these markets when it's this early and the likelihood teams have totally decided that it's leaked, any of those things, when it's really, the likelihood is very low that those things have happened. It's so fun to work through. I mean, it's very similar to the New York Times games that we were just joking about how we do every single day, work through the problem the same way. You won't come to a solution like you will there, but just the same part of your brain, right? And with these markets, it can be really fun to just be like, well, what if it's not that? What if it's not the thing that everyone expects? And in a game like the games we're about to do, not as many, the markets don't really work the same way. It's like more probability, playing a game with rules in it. It's not information driven. And but yeah, I think it just would encourage people to take up that extra. It's really, hey, look, if you like connections, why don't you try the fifth overall pick and try to crack that one open and see what's going on? I mean, it's just, it's really fun to think through. So, you know, did a lot of that stuff today. We'll do a lot of it tomorrow and Wednesday. Thursday, I think we'll be more about, okay, now we've done that. And maybe we've made some bets. Now, like, let's see the results come in a little bit more and get a little bit more information, which will inevitably happen on Thursday.
Better first overall pick, Caleb Williams in the NFL draft or connections in, like, the word game draft?
Well, it's easy to say connections now because I know it's great. Caleb is just all promise and high ceiling and that kind of stuff.
Like,
we have no idea.
There are good word games. Connections is by far the best one. Agree or disagree?
It's not. Yeah, it's not even close. I think I'm trying to think. Is there a way if they really tweaked strands that it could get close to that?
No.
And I don't think so. I don't think it's. No. I just think the concept isn't as good. And I got to be honest. Like,
how is connections free? How is it free?
That's a great question. It shouldn't be. I'd pay like a good amount of money to have that every day.
I would pay. How much money would you pay per day to play connections?
Oh man, would I? This is like a really, this is like a depressing answer. Would I pay like 10 or 20 bucks a day to pay? That'd be too much.
I'm thinking like, would I pay $5 a day? Definitely.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So I think like the bidding starts at like 10. It's free. These people are brain dead. Like Trump is right. The failing New York Times.
Yeah. Connections is great. $5 spent, break down your monthly budget. Like, here's our mortgage, here's our utilities. Oh, $150 a month for connections. Should we keep that one? Just turn the water off. we'll play connections instead.
We don't need any light.
Yeah.
Last thing here, and then we'll get to the bets. This is a true story. I don't even know how this came up. So, I go to church yesterday with my wife, and the priest is giving the homily. And I was like paying attention to the gospel and I'm like trying to think about stuff, whatever. And all of a sudden my brain starts like trailing off and I was thinking, and I actually started like coming up with one, sports connections.
All right.
And I started like putting one together. Yeah. Putting like one together in my head. So what I came up with was there would be Sims would be on the board. Fareed would be on the board. And then I don't know what Morehead State's mascot is, but one of the things would be like Morehead State
Falcon
athletes.
Or an eagle or something. It's like maybe a,
so whatever.
Yeah, it's like a bird. Yeah.
And then there would be something, another clue that would make you think that Sims would have to go there because there are several different Sims, right? Phil went to Morehead State.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was like the starting basis of mine.
Okay.
And I was like, gonna think like, should I do this and tweet out, like I would like write it down and basically be like, figure this out, people. Sports connections. I spent like 15 minutes in church thinking about this.
The person that does, like, I'm sure they rotate, like they take submissions from people for connections or whatever. I don't think the same person does it every day. Maybe they do, because like Will Shorts used to do the crossword every day. How long do you think it takes someone to do one of those? Like the one that you did today?
My guess is it probably doesn't take that long, because I think like it probably seems intimidating. Like, how did they do this? But I think like there's a formula that they have to follow. It's probably not that difficult, is my guess.
You come up with your four sets and then you try to find a way to blend some of the sets together with like one answer.
Correct.
It's probably just the formula, and that, yeah, maybe you could do it in like, less than an hour at least, maybe something. As I'm saying this, Tyrese Maxey going to play tonight, or expected to play game, because I saw the market crash and I was wondering what was going on there. So,
well, I guess that's our cue then, right?
Yeah, right. Let's really do some picks for a few minutes. Sounds good.
All right, so that's our cue. So let's give you our bets for tonight in the NBA and NHL postseason, and I don't even know if there is baseball tonight. Like,
yeah, there is.
Just drop the dope SB, please, Jake. All right, once a day, you, our listener and viewer, can play the free BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. You play as the point guard. You can pass it to Kevin Garnett, Jalen Rose, or take it to the hoop yourself. Score a basket, win a prize. Details can be found on BetMGM.com, so download the BetMGM app and start winning with the king of sportsbooks. Also wanted to make sure that I mentioned this on the show today, because this was sent to me earlier. How about this from BetMGM? BetMGM, as a new market up running for the NHL playoffs, is offered exclusively on BetMGM. Empty net goal markets for entire slates as well as specific games can be found in the app under the NHL tab, then the props tab. Empty net goal in 4 of the 6 games in the first round up until this point. So that's courtesy of our friends at BetMGM. Again, that is an exclusive bet, empty net market for the NHL playoffs from our friends at the King of Sportsbooks. Ken, let's start with the NBA, and then we'll get to the National Hockey League. First game, starting in 20 minutes, Cavs and the Magic from Cleveland. Cavs up 1-0 in the series, obviously. Game went way under, but as Ken said earlier, the total's been getting bet up. Been up a couple points today, up to 205.5. Cavs 5.5, 205.5 the total. Any bets? Game 2, Cavs Magic.
I mean, both teams definitely shot probably under expectation a little bit, but the style, pace of the game, and now that like the Magic, I think, have seen Cleveland's Cleveland's offense, whatever you make of it, I'm gonna play the under at least one more time here. We did it on Friday, talked about playing it over the weekend, it hit. Gonna play it at least one more time here and then evaluate. So under in that game, if I had to bet the spread, I think we disagree on this maybe a little bit. I'm betting Cleveland again. Like, I'm gonna make the Magic prove it to me in any playoff game so far. Like a complete no-show, terrible non-offensive performance, and they're on the road again. 5, 5.5. I don't have a bet on Cleveland. I have a ton on them to win the series, which we talked about. So under a bet, Cavs lean, something like that. That's it for me.
I'm thinking even now, I think I'll probably just play the under also, because my thought is Orlando's defense was so good in the final three quarters against Cleveland, they just couldn't score. So like my way of Orlando covering is like the Cavs don't score. So I should probably just bet the under and give myself an out, right?
Parlay,
if I think that's going
to
be
the
case.
Under. Or Magic to win in the under, honestly. How are they winning the game? Like, are they going to score 105 tonight? That seems really unlikely. Need some three-point variance.
Yeah, so I'll figure this out. But yeah, like, some variation of Magic in the under for me against the Cavs. Not the Cavs laying the points for me. Sixers and the Knicks. Knicks a 4.5-point favorite. 205.5 the total there. Ken giving you the news that Tyrese Maxey is going to play tonight.
I don't know what we're supposed to do here yet. I mean, I don't know what even kind of advice to give people. Like, the most important player in the game, we don't know whether he's going to play. If he does play, we don't know how long he's going to play. Every market's impacted by that. Best guess is he plays but is ineffective. Man, I guess my advice is, like, hope he plays, hope market goes down, bet Knicks again. That's probably how I would approach it. Because, like, if the market drops at all and he plays, the likelihood he plays more than, like, 20 minutes in this game has to be really low, just based on what we saw in Game 1.
I bet the Knicks in Game 1. I have a Knicks series bet. I am very content just to watch this game as a fan and root for my favorite team. So no bet for me. I guess, like, this could be, like, a live betting game based on what you see. But we don't know what we're going to see, so it's hard to give kind of that advice right now. Final game for tonight in the NBA, Ken, and that is the Nuggets and the Lakers. Denver, a 6.5-point favorite, 223.5 the total. The Nuggets looking to go up 2-0.
Are you a little surprised that this number is less than what we saw in Game 1 based on what we saw in Game 1? I'm a little surprised by that. People are thinking about the game a little differently than how we are. Go ahead,
Blaine. Yeah, like the game was closer, I guess, right? like Denver won by 11, but people can make the case that I don't think so, but I think like there is a case to be made. Like, I think you could like actually make a decent case that the Lakers suffered a bad fate as a result of the final score. I wouldn't make it, but I think you could make that.
Yeah, I just, my thing is, I really liked the Lakers in game one because of like the rest setup and the fact that you could play LeBron and Davis all those minutes. The game was 48 hours ago. I think you have to think about playing some unders on some Lakers players here. Just like, how can you get that effort in? They're playing 48 hours later at altitude after Anthony Davis played more minutes than he's ever played in an NBA game, basically. His Anthony Davis's props tonight, 24.5 points for him. Like, if they get blown out in this game, like, when do you eject and just say, like, we'll see you in game three in Los Angeles? Are you going to risk injury with these guys? Davis has already got, like, back spasms, got, like, all kinds of injuries. And then the other under you have to consider, and, like, I'll bet this, and there's an argument for the over here because he shot so much, even though he shot poorly. Like, you got to make D'Angelo Russell prove that he could score more than 15.5 points in a game in this series. Like, at some point, they have to think about playing Gabe Vincent instead. Like, I mean, it gets ridiculous. This series is just a nightmare for him. So, I mean, I'm going to play his under, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm going to lay the Nuggets and feel really good about it. Like, laying UConn, like laying the Chiefs, I'll lay Denver. Give me Denver minus the 6.5 against the Lakers. Ken, we've got news tonight in the Bruins Maple Leafs game. Linus Ullmark has led the Bruins out. So, it looks like Ullmark's going to start. I don't want to bet the game now.
Yeah, kind of like the over, honestly, if we're going to talk about it. And if they're going to keep starting Samsonov, like, I'm going to like the Bruins to score goals at home in the game. And, yeah, I mean, the Bruins are a bigger favorite than they were in way bigger favorite than they were in game one. I don't like that. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet Toronto. I agree. I don't like anything in that game. Do you like a lot in hockey tonight? I don't like a lot in hockey. I mean, I have.
I'm going to bet the Knights. I'm going to bet the Golden Knights and back up my series bet and bet Vegas to win. I have no bet in the Islanders Hurricanes game. You know what? Excuse me. I'm going to bet the under in the Islanders-Hurricanes game. I think Carolina wins the game like 3-1, and the total's 5.5.
If I had to bet all the games tonight, Toronto in the over, Hurricanes puck line, Vegas, Kings either 1.5 or money line, I'm not sure. I think that might be the series that gets unexpectedly weird. We haven't had one yet. I think that might be the one.
I'm pissed about this Ullmark thing.
Yeah.
Liner should go suck his thumb somewhere
Stop
else.
Messing around with this stuff. Yeah.
All right, Ken and I will talk to you tomorrow on a Tuesday. Until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, I am Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.